If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, you are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, Figgy Fig hanging out with you on a Wednesday. I hope you're having a good Wednesday to this point. Nice out. It's a little overcast, though.
Yeah, it'll clear up. A little chance of rain today, and then it's going
to
clear up.
All right. I didn't mean to do a weather update. I just looked outside.
Yes.
I'm one of those. This song also feels a little like, you know, feels like there's a little bit of whimsy where you just kind of look out the window. So I did that real quick. Anyways, let me lock back in. I'm going to lock back in, and I'm locked in to the draft as we all are. 15 days until this annual selection meeting, as they like to call it, in the National Football League. And in fact, we'll talk to our guy John Harris at 1 p.m. a little bit more about some draft stuff for your Houston Texans. If you have any questions you want us to fire off at John Harris, I will give you the opportunity to text us on the text line. But I think that I've narrowed in on a pet cat of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Remember early on, I felt like I liked Xavier Restrepo, but he's not useful to the Texans, I don't think. Like, he's more of a true slot guy. Great hands, but I don't think that you need, like, a true slot guy.
You got to adjust these things, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And especially with the Texans and what we're doing here, I think I've narrowed in on guy. And I feel like also, I feel better about it because they have the support, or I rather have the support, of one of the best draft experts in the land. That draft expert, before I give you who the player is Dane Brugler. So Dane Brugler, in fact, today he came out with The Beast. He works at The Athletic, and every year, even before I think he was at The Athletic, he put together like one of the most comprehensive draft guides that I have ever seen. It's wild. He talks to tons and tons of people. He breaks down. I mean, he gives you like backgrounds on the players, strengths, weaknesses. Obviously, that's to be expected, but he gets in depth. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to diving in because that only came out this morning. But he was on with Mina Kimes earlier in this week. And she does this really interesting practice, which is a war room mock draft, where she takes a draft expert like Dane Brugler, and all the way through the first round, she offers them two different pick selections in that moment to give them an opportunity to see, hey, would you do this or would you do that in this moment to suss out something? She even did it with trades and opportunities to trade back and move. So the Texans do not trade, I'll tell you that, at 25. But here is the selection that she gives Dane Brugler. She gives him a couple of guys who have been attached to the Texans. One of them is Kelvin Banks Jr. And the other one is my pet cat, Josh Connerly Jr. of Oregon. This is what Dane Brugler had.
I like Banks, but I like Connerly more. I do. Connerly to me has the higher ceiling. I think the strides that he made this year, the improvements that he made, tell me where he's headed. And I like Banks. I'm not head over heels for him. I think there's some balance concerns there. Connerly to me has the more upside. I think he has the talent to play right away right now. So, Houston, we know offensive line, good chance that's the direction they go. There should be a few options, and if they have a chance at either of those two, I think they're in a good spot. I'm going to lean Connerly.
The interesting thing about that is, you know, we were talking about the alleged, perceived, you know, rising and falling type thing. Connerly has been rising across the board.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But not a ton. Like, he still kind of existed in a lot of people's kind of mock drafts or what have you.
But later
like
than this.
Early second round.
Later than this.
Compared to all the other names that we'd seen, the Armand Membus, the Kelvin Banks Juniors, the Josh Simmonses, like all those guys had kind of been up there. Josh Connerly had seen a little bit further down. And the place when I really locked in on him being a favorite of mine, I mentioned this earlier. I think Seth also mentioned it earlier today, or I mentioned this like weeks ago, was when Mike Tice was on with his son, Nate Tice, on the Football 301 podcast. And he just kind of did his look at some of the offensive linemen. And he said that Josh Connerly Jr. is his favorite lineman in this year's draft, period. That's a former NFL coach.
Yeah.
And not to say that every former NFL coach's opinion is going to be 100% right or 100%
the same.
But I that caught my interest. And then you hear Dane Brugler, not only does he like him, but I love what he said about him. Has the ability to play now, which that's what you want in the first round pick. D'Amico Ryans has said, like, and it's something that is well believed across the league, is you want a guy that is going to be a starter day one. But then also has still room to grow. And that's one of the things I think that held people back on Josh Connerly, is the idea that that, you know, at Oregon last year you really saw an uptick, and maybe like how much can you believe in that?
Sure.
But he's still got some development to go. And I think when I think about this offensive line, we're definitely in a place where you need someone for 2025. But I think the moving on from Laremy Tunsil was also to build this line for years to come. Obviously, specifically with, you know, giving yourself more salary cap relief. But also, you want to have a player that can get to really great heights. And it feels like Connerly has
that.
That's
the thing. You know, it's one thing like to plug and play a guy, and then he becomes, and this is with a lot of respect, you know, just a sort of a good offensive lineman. You're trying to pan gold here. You know, you're trying to get a guy that can play right away, but also maybe has an upside where he can be that guy at left tackle or wherever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I haven't dug into the beast, and I want to see what Dane had further to say, but I'll lean on the Ringer's draft guide, where they call Connerly a, you know, oh, and of course it moves as soon as I wanted to get to it, but they call Connerly big, smooth moving left tackle who blocks with light feet and good balance, got good smooth footwork, short area quickness, infinite upside. A lot of this is draft buzzwords, I recognize that, but like, I think all of these things sound appealing. The question that pops out to me, and honestly popped up to me when Mina dropped her two potential picks here, they're both tackles.
Yeah.
And you have Cam Robinson, and you have Titus Howard, should he remain a right tackle. And you have Blake Fisher, who also can be a right tackle here. And I know Cam Robinson you have for 1 year, right? But how do you feel about the option of taking a tackle when, you know, there's been love for Zabel, who is an interior offensive lineman projected? I mean, even Kelvin Banks, I'd gotten to that place based on the idea of he can eventually move to tackle, but he can also kick into guard early if you need him there. An interior offensive line is something of a big need for this Texans team. That was a real big problem for them, where they allowed a lot of pressure. How do you like the idea of taking a tackle first round this year?
Well, I think I do like it. And the reason is, you know, when you have these two tackles, they have questions. I think you can pretty much pencil in Cam Robinson right now.
Yeah, I think so.
At left tackle. Right tackle's a different story. And certainly that's a place where you can have the competition. I've used air quotes three times today.
It's an air quote kind of day.
It's an air quote kind of, where you have the competition.
I'm going to start adding air quotes on things that don't need air quotes.
With a guy like
you're listening to In the Loop.
Well, people might think certain things
about
that. And oh, by the way, forget all the draft buzzwords and all that stuff about what you think about him. Connerly has come to Houston for a top 30 visit.
He hit.
You know, there's reciprocal interest there.
Correct.
Obviously.
100%. Yeah. So I've been interested in him. The one thing is that question I asked you is just, are they willing to take that tackle? And I do wonder if that becomes more palatable if And I've been kind of working this in my mind that if Tytus Howard is a guard, but then you're in the place where you have Blake Fisher in this instance, whichever tackle you get, Connerly or whoever you end up with, and they probably have the opportunity at either right tackle and the other one is a swing tackle, knowing that Nick Cassero likes three or four tackles on this team. And then you're adding to having your best five on the line. And I think that's what gives me the opportunity to do that, even though it feels like Tytus might be your best option at right tackle as of this moment. But they have used the terminology best five. So I do think that they might be willing to move some things around just to make sure that they get, you know, all five of their best opportunities on the line. And I think that this could be a way to do it.
And I'm not with you on Tytus Howard. I do think they're not penciling him in, but heavily considering the option of keeping him at guard. And that would give you another reason to think tackle.
Yeah. From the 713, it's going to be a defensive tackle. Look at D'Amico's history with the first round front four. I think that's fair, but I think also the history might be a reason why they don't go D-tackle there in that one, like opportunity cost of getting guys. But two, you have so much talent on defense right now. And not to say that you let need fully dictate this, but I do wonder at what point it becomes counterintuitive to load up so heavy on the defensive war chest when you clearly have strong needs for really good players on the offensive side of the ball, even if you don't go, right? Because some people are talking about you need to add speed to the offense. You need to add and support your franchise player in C.J. Stroud with talented players, right? I understand that, but that's even a way that you could go in the first round is adding that kind of... I don't know that I like the idea, and it's weird for me to say this out loud now because I don't know that I'd fully gotten to this place, but I don't know if I like the idea of continuing to add more to the war chest on defense when you clearly have a strong need on offense, and that was the limiting factor for you last year.
I think they're absolutely adding offense in the first round. I don't necessarily think it's a lineman, though, and we'll get to that, you know, at some point, but I think it's absolutely going to be offense. You know, we say it all the time, this whole... you know, obviously D'Amico has a big influence. Obviously D'Amico really has a great defense that he would love to add some elite level players to, and you would get one at 25 presumably. But they know they need offense. They need offense at least two or three different places, maybe four, you know?
And they definitely know it because they have a couple of visits. Yesterday, Iowa running back Caleb Johnson was in the locker room. He was visiting in a top 30 visit. And also, was it South Carolina wide receiver Kyle Williams is visiting today. Both of those guys kind of interesting. Neither of them are like day one picks, right? Those are kind of day two picks possibly for this Texans team. Kyle Williams, another one of those guys, if you are inclined to believe in like draft risers or what have you, he's been getting a little bit more love of late, and he's definitely been linked with your Texans, rightfully so, as evidenced by him visiting.
And if you're counting, that is now six running backs that have the Texans have met with.
There you go. Hey.
Six.
Damien, you better be ready with that gap scheme, baby. You better show some. Let's get it because they're adding some more talent, I believe, to that running back core. You know what? We'll talk more about that with John Harris when we get him on at one. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is getting to what's popping, including a celebration of the Rockets clinching the 2 seed. And did the Texans really get sued? We'll talk about that more next.